I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Zen Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Jai? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello. This is the first show of the season. Chocolate City Radio, bitches. Yes, I am in the motherfucking building. Holla at a girl, holla at a player when you see her on the street. Beep. What's up? Happy New Year's 2014. Top of the year. Get to start out, you know, lovely. Start some new stuff and whatnot. It's going to be an awesome year. I'm already feeling it. I'm ready for February. I'm ready for All-Star Weekend. I'm ready for a new year because I just never know what it's going to bring. For those of you that missed the show Wednesday, the last show of the year, oh my God, it was crazy. 50 Tyson came on, and oh Lord, y'all did me so dirty, but it's all good. We played some music, we had a good time. You know, it's like, I don't know, I can't explain it. I start school tomorrow. You know, oh, God is good. That's all I can say. God is so good. Shouts out to everybody that is supporting me, everybody that's been holding me down, everybody that, that's been in my corner and shit like that. Oh my gosh. It's like, I don't know, I'm sitting here looking at one of my daughter's posts. And she is so funny. I don't know who the hell she's talking about. She was like, bitch, you broke, borrowing clothes, and lost the little ass you had playing with your nose. Damn, she went in on that one. Whoa. So, anyway, I got some new music to play tonight. I got a whole lot of stuff. To do. I'm just like all over the place. Let me stop focusing on Facebook and focus on my motherfucking show. So tonight I picked the topic and it's called sexual fantasies. And I came up with this topic because me and Ashton was having a talk and I was telling her about how I deal with people. You know, you let people, like, you can't change a man, right? And you got to let that man do what he going to do, go where he going to go, and get tired. So I have this one particular person that I know, and, you know, I know all his dirt, and I still accept him because me and him, we cool like that. And, you know, he can do what he want to do, and I'm still cool with that because at the end of the day, everybody is grown. People make conscious-ass decisions to deal with one another. And you got to accept the person for who they are. Plus, I have a freaky side anyway, so I can't even, oh, man. I tell y'all about my fantasy, y'all going to be like, what? Yes. So, you know, what we going to do is go ahead and get into some music, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about sexual fantasy. We're talking about 2014 and all the good shit that's coming down the line with it, you know what I'm saying? So, let me see. You know what? Let me see. I want to play. Let me see, what is it at? Okay, we're going to play Quit Reaching by Big Ghost.
Hey, 50, my nigga, let me brown this shit real quick, man. I'll give it right back, I promise. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with this nigga, man. This nigga got me feeling like motherfucking AWOL, Detroit Most Wanted, G-Unit, NWA, EPMD, Wu-Tang, all rolled in one, nigga. Fuck you gon' diss a D, nigga, man. Where you do that at? You know you done fucked up, don't you?
You done fucked up, right?
Man.
Look,
Detroit City. Bezos say he the king of the D, huh? He can have it, I need this world in my feet, Your nigga Gov is a god, so no weapon formed against me will make it past my squad. This rap shit is full of queer dudes, like Papoose who need a fucking career boost. I heard you wanna go and dish shine, huh? Like somebody from my city wouldn't respond, huh? See, that's how you get destroyed. I don't know what the fuck you thought, Detroit, rap for Detroit. And I got a lot of love for my New York niggas, yeah. But I'm about to go ham on this pork nigga. Shout out to Kay Slay, now that's a real nigga. But for the life of me, I don't know how he deal with you. And every single bar your heart, push, you killing me. You're hit and miss lyrically, really a liability. I would never invest in such trash. You ain't never had a hit and the mixtapes was ass. I heard your little first chain diss nigga, and to me you sounded like a lame bitch nigga who just trying to gain fame off a nigga that's on top of the game by using his name in vain. And since you like menace, I'm the nigga that came to kill you after you shot the cousin of Kane. Oh, you mad he getting guap right now? And you broke, Pap, you barely buying socks right now. I'm hoping that this sucker nigga holler back. Matter of fact, free Remy, I need a shot of that. And you don't really wanna talk about no gunplay, cause I'm everywhere, we can cross paths one day. How you want it, nigga? Hands of the handgun, knock a pussy out his panties, pop a nigga like a zanny.
Yeah, bitch, I'm from the D. So when you diss a Detroit nigga, you diss me. It's Detroit versus everybody. Violating, motherfucker, we gon' catch a body. What you mean, nigga? Yeah, bitch, I'm from the D. So when you diss a Detroit nigga, you diss me. I love it when these pussy-ass niggas try and act hard. How the fuck you diss a nigga from my backyard?
I bet you
Biggie turning over in his grave. How you from Brooklyn but pussy in front like you brave? Come on, Pat, what's the last fight you had? You ain't from no fucking streets, you ain't never bust no mag. You a rapper, and nigga, I'ma tell you from the tip top. Keep it on wax and let it remain hip-hop. Cause anything else to get you smashed. If you don't know about the Motor City, you better ask. This is no fly zone, the home of Big Meek. Consecutive murder capital, nigga, watch what you speak. And Shine, he a product of the deep. I'm proud that he's finally famous and still holding the city down. Hey, Pap, you in denial, why you fighting the truth? Remy Ma should be your ghostwriter, she nicer than you. Always crying and complaining, shut the fuck up, nigga. And don't let this rap shit get you fucked up, nigga.
Yeah, yeah, bitch, I'm from the D. So when you diss a Detroit nigga, you diss me. It's Detroit versus everybody. Violating, motherfucker, we gon' catch a body. What you mean, nigga? Yeah, yeah, bitch, I'm from the D. So when you diss a Detroit nigga, you diss me. I love it when these pussy ass niggas try and act hard. How the fuck you diss a nigga from my backyard?
Hey, nigga, I ain't even twist the cap all the way off. That's just a light twist. I want you to respond, cause that's what I'ma take the top all the way off and go in on your bitch ass. 31/3.
Hey, quit reaching. Quit reaching. That was by Big Dove. What up, baby? That's my nigga. Yes, it is. Sexual fantasy. What is yours? What is yours? What have you wanted to do that you haven't done that you want to do this year? That is the question. I have my answer, and I am going to wait to give it to y'all. That's what I'm going to do. So now I have, let's see. Who I want to play now? Oh, God, my niggas. That's right. My niggas. What the hell is it? Okay, here we go. Rich Homie Quan, Young Jeezy, I'm YG.
I'm a rapper, my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga.
First thing first, I love all my niggas. This rap shit cracked and I've all my niggas. You looking for some lean, let me call my niggas. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, some niggas drink. Got niggas on the block with the Glock, they don't think. That's a nigga back up, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, it ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, it ain't my nigga. Take a nigga case, yeah, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, passed over my nigga. Hit my first lick, passed with my nigga. Fuck some other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas. Fuck the mother
dead, I'm a rapper, my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga.
Dope boys, my nigga.
My nigga.
YG, my nigga.
My nigga.
Rich homie, my nigga.
My nigga.
It's the motherfucking world. You know I'm down with the nigga down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty.
I'ma die
die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's only with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga.
Wait, my nigga front of me, he the reason I'm straight. My nigga got a house, my nigga got a lake. My nigga weak, and my nigga get a plate. And I'm still here and listen, my nigga, my nigga. My knock nigga shit, my nigga, my nigga. I fuck a nigga, bitch, my nigga, my nigga. If a nigga talk shit, then he ain't my nigga. My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga, he ain't going in, ain't tryna leave my nigga. My niggas, I need a set of wings, cause I'm too fly, nigga. Tell them all about my business like a suit and tie, nigga. I ride for my niggas, landed on my ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side all day with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
hey, my niggas, my niggas. Okay, my next song is going to be Hand Yoke, and then we're going to start talking about fantasy. Hand Yoke featuring Swag. No, Hand Yoke, but Swag featuring Street.
It's another young
BBA. Van Boy Philly. BC Block Cash.
New shit!
Throwing money every bird like it ain't a problem.
Nah.
But don't give a damn since the money's solved. Dip when I walk cause I'm full throttle.
Wow.
Screaming bamboo while I'm throwing dollars. That's right, step lean with a yoke.
With a yo.
I'm Pyrex clean, I'm dope.
Hey,
I got that down pack, I coast.
Like,
I'm the shit in my Gucci band post.
Yeah.
If you bout cash, nigga, hit the flow.
Hey, flow.
I'ma do mine, it's called a hand yoke.
Hey, yo.
That's right, step lean with a yoke.
Hey.
That's right, step lean with a yoke.
Whoa, right, yo, back and release, so. So least, you officially a bambo.
Yeah.
He ain't nothing left to do but let the money go.
Go.
New thing called a hand yoke.
Yo.
Hey. Now can I get a hand yoke?
Yo, 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 yo,
yo. New thing called a hand yoke.
Hey.
Now can I get a hand yoke?
Yo,
yo, yo, yo, yo. New thing.
Hand yoke. BBA to my left. And another BCE on my right.
Label
me a bambo affiliate.
Yeah.
But it's Block Half for Life.
Block Half for Life.
Can I get a BBA to my left? And another BCE on my right.
On my
they
right.
Me a bamboo affiliate. But it's Block Half for Life. New thing, hand yoke, no danzo. Playing coach cause I kick it with the game,
with the game.
They call me swag for what's the breeze.
Love,
I change hoes like we change seasons.
Love,
still walk, got them still big.
Club
smash BC, they screaming. Bamboy, they throw it up.
Throw it up.
Whoa, right, yo, back and release, yo. So least, you officially a bambo.
Yeah.
He ain't nothing left to do but let the money go.
Yo.
New thing called a hand yoke.
Yo.
Hey. Can I get a hand yoke?
Yo. 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 Yo.
New thing called a hand yoke.
Hey.
Can I get a hand yoke?
Yo.
Yo. Yo. Yo.
New thing.
Hand yoke.
Throw a stack in the club for no
reason.
All my bitches thick, I leash your keys. If that trap ain't making money, I don't really need it. When I say I'm getting money, shit, I really mean it. Yeah, I lean with a yo. That duffel bag on the table by the door. Yeah, I lean with a yo. That duffel bag on the table by the door. Your trap ain't doing numbers, but we steady eat. Your bitch, I knock her off, first meeting. Got me dipping while I walk, said Caesar. Now she dripping while she walk, I left it Katrina. Yeah, it ain't nothing to let them bands go. My younger niggas steady trapping out that bando. It ain't nothing to let them bands go. My younger niggas steady trapping out that bando.
Whoa, right, yo, back and release, so.
go. You're officially a bambo.
Yeah.
He ain't nothing left to do but let the money go.
Go.
New thing called a hand, yo.
Wow, I'm over here dancing. Woo, I'm feeling myself. Man, I was about to do the dougie on that bitch. Yeah. But anyway, how y'all doing? Yes. Woo! Lord have mercy. Listen, this year I am going to get some good-ass interviews. Wednesday, we have Streets and Swag coming on. Then next Wednesday, we have Tego B. He was supposed to come on November the 6th, and I didn't do the show because that was the day that it was Seth's funeral, and I did not feel like doing no show. I couldn't do it. Then after that, oh, shit. What the hell I got coming on? You know what? I can't fucking remember, but I do have Black Government coming on the last Wednesday of the month. Or I might just move them up to the 22nd. Then I'm going to work on some Reality Stores. I want to get Tammy on from Basketball Wives and everything. So I'm going to, like, just be having people all over. They don't got to be, like, artists or whatever. Whatever the hell they're doing in the industry, you know what I'm saying? Then I'm going to get some porn stars. I'm going to get some BBW porn stars and some regular porn stars, because we can't sit there and discriminate on, you know, people. So, you know, if there's some big bitches out there that want to come on the show, call me. Call me. I'm interested in having your big ass on the show. So, anyway, fantasies. What is your fantasy? Oh, Lord, after I say what my fantasy is, my kids going to look at me crazy because in my house the walls are thin and I got a nosy-ass daughter. But then, hell, she might be freaky like a mama. But anyway, we were having this conversation, me and Ashton, and we were talking about fantasies. And, you know, it's like so many different people have different things that they like. And people that have closed minds, when you come out and you tell somebody what your fantasy is, they tend to look at you like, what? That's, you crazy, this, that, and the third. And a lot of times when you're honest with people and they sit there and they frown their nose up at you, it's because they're mad that they don't have the courage to be bold and do the things that you do, because they just don't got the balls for it. You know what I mean? Me personally, I don't even know where this fantasy came from, but I've had this fantasy for fucking years. Like, me and my dude, we go to a lifestyle party, and I just get him the business in front of the whole club. And then it's like, niggas be looking at me like, oh my God, yo, he lucky, man. I wish I could fuck that bitch. Like, oh, my God. Like, that's one of my fantasies right there. But, you know, hey, I got to find a man that's open-minded like that and ain't scared. And it sure as hell can't be with somebody that got no real wingy-wingy. So, you know, you go out in the set and then everybody get naked and your dude got a little dick. Everybody come here and go like, what? Why you with him? You must be the pockets. So, you know, that's like one of them. Or, let me see. I have so many. And I like when people hit me up and they be telling me that they have a fantasy about me doing certain things to them. I have a person that has been doing my taxes for years, and he has a fantasy of me pissing on him. Guess what? 2014, I'm going to piss on that nigga and make his fantasy come true. I can't deny no pissing fantasies. And I don't even know where that came from. I don't even know why I like pissing on people. I mean, because that's nasty. If a motherfucker piss on me, I'm going to punch him in his shit. But I'm just saying, you know, that, oof. I see we have a call from 2184. What's up?
What up, dog?
Hi.
What's been talking to you doing, man? No,
I'm just saying, you know, I'm just we talking about fantasy.
Your first fantasy going to get you and that nigga locked up.
We're going to go to a club. We're going to go to a club where they do that at. You know what I'm saying? I really
gonna
like
go to
it
a sex club.
Mm-hmm. And he ain't, the person, I know they ain't never been. I would really like to do it in a restaurant.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? Your ass going to jail.
Like Red Lobster. I mean, but guess what? My Detroit people going to come get me out. I can hear a trick now. I wish I might go get Chuck ass out of jail for being freaky. Then Diesel will be like, shit, he'll bomb my ass out when he's 35. I already know the routine. Scotty and Gov will come get me. Scotty and Gov will come get me. And then they'll be like, yo, you got the tape? You got the tape? And then the first question I say out of Scotty's mouth would be like, yo, Chuck, it wasn't 50 Tyson, was it? I'm like, no! No. Speaking
if
of.
It was 50, if it's
no,
50,
no.
You know I shot it.
Dan, if I know you shot it, I know I had about 20 racks in my purse on my way back to North Carolina. So, you see, you missed the last show of the year. 50 Tyson called in. Oh, my gosh, yo. Mo ass had. I played Let Me Hold You Down. And Mo never really listened to him. He was like, you know what, that song is all right. I'm like, yes, it is. And he was like, anytime I play someone's music, I'll always tweet it out. 50 seen the tweet, called in, started from there. Then he started singing.
Man.
He said he gonna make a song and a video for me, and he gonna put it on World Star. I'm like, well, don't do that. You don't gotta do that. You don't have to do that, because it took me forever to get over that YouTube video. Like, it took me a long time to live that one down. Baby, and don't do it. You don't gotta put it on World Star. We good. We ain't so good.
Hell no.
Everybody's like, yo, but everybody fuck with him. Rihanna, Kevin Hart. I wouldn't give a fuck if Obama fucked with him. He's not making no video in his drawers in the bathroom about film, licking his tongue out.
Hell no.
So he want to make a porn. No, we not doing that. So that is not something that's going to be in my fantasy. But, yo, I'm dead ass. I'm really trying to make that fantasy happen. I don't give a damn what city and state I got to go to. I'm just imagining a homie in a room full of people. And the motherfucker's going to be like, yo, that dude lucky. Yo, that little bitch putting in work. Oh, my God, I wish I could find a motherfucker like her. And they just going to be stroking their dick, looking at me like, how am I going to get this bitch away from this nigga right here? He ain't hitting it right. Because you know every time you watch somebody fuck, they always feel like they're not hitting it right. But, man, I'm a beast in the sheets. I'm saying, anytime you make a nigga fart and come at the same time, you a beast.
There you go, just farting shit, man.
I'm just saying. Anytime you have a motherfucker that you smash once and you really ain't get him, you like, he just really ain't doing that, and that motherfucker love you forever because he just got some pussy. You know you got some good pussy. You have a motherfucker that ain't hit it in years that still keep talking about what it feels like, you know you got some good pussy. I'm just saying. Well, I guess I got it from my mama because somebody told me that they uncle fucked my mama and they was like, yo, my uncle said, yo, mama got some good pussy. I'm like, I don't want to hear that shit from my mama. Fuck around the top. Now that I think about it and I'm older, hey, I got good pussy because I came out good pussy. I'm about to ask
you. I'm not about to tolerate you.
Anybody ever told you had good pussy? I'm baby gay, but hell yeah, I know I done did. You got that from your mama. Remember that.
Are you yelling at your daughter?
Yes. You know I don't got no manners. You know I'm ratchet. I mean, when you have open relationships with people, the communication is great. It's great. So what's your sexual fantasy, big head?
I would have to say to get in that Mile High Club.
The Mile High Club?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Get it in on the airplane.
Getting busy on the airplane.
Yeah.
Mm. Damn. That shit would be kind of hot, though. In a fucking bathroom. And that motherfucker got you pushed up against the wall. He giving you back shot to somebody trying to come in the bathroom, and all they do is be like, oh. And they just stand there like, oh, shit, damn it. I was out to piss and nut on myself. He's like, damn. Then when you come out the bathroom, they're looking at you like, you sneaky bitch. And they're looking at the nigga like, you lucky motherfucker. Like, damn. Then you look down and dick hard, and you just go back to your seat. You done got your little Mile High nut ready to get to the hotel so you can get her ass up some more. See, bitch, hey, you my kind of dude. You coming to All-Star Weekend? You coming to All-Star Weekend?
Nope. I don't know. I don't think so.
You coming to CIAA Weekend?
That's too far ahead for me to say it, Chuck.
Well, y'all need to find out because it could be a y'all come to Charlotte for CIAA Weekend. It could be a whole lot of fantasies going on.
Oh shit!
Yes.
When is that?
February the 28th through March the 2nd. Everybody that's at All Star Weekend gonna be at CIAA Weekend. It's like the same circle. Super Bowl, All-Star Weekend, CIAA. Like,
okay.
Everybody. Ross, Chris Brown, like, everybody is in that bitch performing. It's a week-long basketball tournament, but it started popping. Like, they have parties every night.
I
already booked my hotel. When I went last year, I said, I got to go back this year, and I went ahead and booked my hotel because them shits be going up fast. You know what I'm saying? So, damn. What kind of, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble. Because you know what? I think I fucked about 7 times last year. If that. That's bad. 365 days in a year, and a bitch only got a dick 7 times? Oof.
Yeah, a lot going on.
Yeah, that's crazy. And I ain't even had none this year, even though it's only 5 days into the year.
I was just getting ready to ask you what's the numbers for the year.
You know, they just don't make good quality dick anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you can detach the dick from the dude and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? I fucked 7 times last year. I didn't even get paid 7 times last year. That's crazy. I think I'm losing my felony skills.
Oh, man.
So I'm like, damn, this year, what should I do more of? Suck dick or fuck? What would you suggest?
I thought they went hand in hand.
Hell nah. No, they don't. Uh-uh. No, it's just some motherfuckers you just like, nah, I'm not going to do that. Because when you got good skills, not everybody can handle what you got. And then that's when you start having retarded people, stalkers, motherfuckers slashing your tires, keying your car, you know? Motherfuckers calling you in the middle of the night because they think you got somebody in the bed with you. Motherfuckers showing up at your job, trying to buy you lunch, knowing you only got 30 minutes for lunch. What kind of lunch can we do? So it's like, that is a good one. Do I want to suck more dick or do I want to fuck more? If I could find one person that I could do both with, that would be lovely. I think I need to experience some Detroit dick. Well, I kind of already did, and it was good, and I need to double back. But, you know, I'm always looking for new options, new victims, you know.
So you said you did, where was you at?
Huh?
You said you did, well, where was you at?
In North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're trying to figure out when in North Carolina, huh?
I mean, you live there, so there's no way I can...
But they were from Detroit, though.
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
You shut all down because you wasn't there.
See?
But just know, he represented the clique very well. And if y'all like that, oh, my God. Damn, I should have went room hopping in June.
You stupid.
I'm just saying. But, you know, y'all left me in the room with Scotty and Nate. That was punishment enough. Man.
What?
When Sunday, like, you know, when you go out of town and you staying at a hotel, that's your time to sleep in, relax, and chill and shit, right? So, me, you, and Trick, and Skull, we all got there around the same time and shit. And on Friday night, okay, you know, I was tired. Saturday, we got up because we had a lot to do. So, you know, Saturday was a big day, the performances and everything else that was going on. So, you know, we got to the hotel late some Saturday night. Scotty and Nate was in and out, in and out. I'm just like, oh, my God, I don't want to go. I just want to go to bed. Because, you know, I don't hang out late like that. Man, when I tell you, I figured, because they snore, I figured if I went into the room and got in the bed and got a head start against them, that maybe they wouldn't bother me. Because I wasn't drunk, because after they gave us that whack, what the fuck bottles did they give us in the club that night?
Man, I don't know what that shit was. I ain't drink it.
Man, after Diesel, after we popped that first bottle and Diesel pulled everybody some, I think I took 2 sips and I ain't want shit else to drink the rest of the night. Plus, we had been drinking all day that day anyway with Shan and all of them because we all went to the liquor store. So I was like, okay, these motherfuckers is drunk. I need to get a head start and go to bed. Yo, when I tell you, because check, I went to like 12 o'clock or some shit like that. I promise you, 8 o'clock in the morning came, a bitch was up. I was out by 9 on the highway coming back home. I couldn't do it. I couldn't get no motherfucking sleep. Nate was horrible. And I was in the bed with Scotty. I was like, what the fuck?
Now, you know, Skull got his own theory about what went down over in that room.
Well, I can tell you what didn't go down. Ain't not, now, this is my favorite saying, ain't not nay one fuck me, not nay one, all right? So when you around people and you hit them with that not nay one, they were like, what? They were like, what the fuck? But I'm just saying, didn't not nay one of the motherfuckers hit it.
Where her body at?
Huh?
It's normally a million people on the line. Where everybody at?
Are your phone breaking up?
I said, oh, shit. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said, there's normally a million people on the line. Where everybody at?
Everybody listening and chilling. Ashton coming in late. Because I wasn't going to do the show. Actually, I was about to cancel it. Then I moved, because every time I put the time out, it sent out a message, because it was at 10 o'clock, because I was having, my house was getting flooded, so I had to take care of it, and I was just frustrated. And I was like, nah, but then I started thinking about them damn fantasies. Now, what the hell, what did Skull think happened? That what, I fucked Scotty and Nate?
Yeah.
You had a threesome going on with another bitch?
Yep.
Oh, nah. Trust me.
Man, we're getting swamped with snow right now, man. This shit is terrible.
See? That's why I'm so glad I live down here. But this is good weather. This is baby-making weather, because all you can do is just be stuck in the snow with a sexy bitch you like and just fuck.
That's it.
So where's she at? What's she look like?
I came home too early. I'm being suggested. I was sick as a dog yesterday.
Why? What happened?
I had a cold, shit.
I'm so sorry. So sorry.
I'm good now.
You know, I'm still waiting to get Trick on the show. That would be a nice birthday present. But I know he is so busy. But he should really take time out for the little homie.
It's so retarded how busy we've been. We actually got it. We got another show coming up on the 23rd. It's a benefit.
23rd of what?
January.
Where?
Here.
Man, damn.
It's a fight for cancer.
Oh.
One of the homies' mom has fourth stage cancer, so we're doing a benefit show to raise money for her. Yeah.
Man, damn. I want to come, but I ain't going to be able to make it out on the 23rd. And then y'all got bad weather.
Man, I can't tell you what it's going to be like then.
I already know. Oh, I heard this crazy-ass rumor.
Oh, shit.
Okay. I heard that when Goon Squad was in Atlanta, and I got to go back on Twitter and find it. I heard somebody got some paws. Somebody used some paws on some people. You
didn't
know anything about that, would you?
No comment.
You didn't know nothing about that, would you?
No comment.
And I heard it wasn't even like no little scrappy paws.
Man. Shout out to the homie Scrap, man. We bumped into him while we was out there, though.
I ain't want no. We don't want no problems. No problems.
Oh, no, that's no. It's all love, with dude.
I know I was being funny with his damn song, but it wasn't all love with somebody else. You know, just the overview, like how did it happen? And I'm saying, I mean, cause I got some background info that, you know, some shit that started up in the D or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, somebody got their ass whooped, and they was humble about it because they got caught slipping. You know, you can't win everyone or whatever. So, you know, I don't know what transpired in the A, you know, because that's y'all second home.
All I'm going to say was some punk shit that was going on, and it had to be addressed, and it got addressed on site. Just happened to be out of town. You know, go on record and say that the Goon Squad is completely against fighting with Detroit niggas out of town. That shit is out of line. Detroit niggas supposed to get along at home and out of town. So, but some shit that went down, it was super fire, and it had to be dealt with.
Wow. So who is, like, Because I already know Skull is silent. He, like, so quiet. But he'll get it popping kind of nigga. And I was shocked. Because when it came back to me, I'm like, damn. I got to go on Twitter. And I can't find it because it's probably gone. Because a lot of people was talking about it. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
I never saw it on Twitter.
Other people, not y'all circle, other people that was there. I guess that's all that Paul action going on was tweeting about it.
Well, I don't know, Shot.
I know. I'm gonna get the off the air version. Trust me. But, you know, I had to bring that out because I was just like, wow. Everyone got it in. And then all I can think about is that night in Fayetteville when homie was like, I wish I might. Like, he was like Malcolm X that day. When he came out, I wish I might. Let's go. And nobody asked no questions. We all was in sync and got the fuck up out of it. And I felt his energy then, like, ooh, wow, damn. Then they have a picture of him leaving, walking out. And you could have already seen that he's just like, the fuck? The fuck they think I am? Right then?
Who has his picture?
Scotty showed me the picture.
You said what?
Scotty showed me the picture because we were. It's in my phone. It is in my phone.
Oh, yes. Man.
Yes. So that weekend was like quite interesting. You know, y'all went to the strip club and y'all left me. I could have got my fantasy fulfilled in the strip club. But
No. No, low-key, we didn't even make it in the strip club. Like, it was so bougie, we just really just got the fuck off. There's been some corners down there. I'm going to go on record and say that was probably, like, the most boring city I've ever been in.
Oh, yeah, it is. Because, like, even Machine Gun Kelly left his own after party. At the hotel we were staying at.
Yeah, I know. They bumped into the dude in the lobby.
And that's fucked up when you leave your own after party right when it's getting started.
I mean, who's normally at the after party when as soon as it gets started?
He already knew it wasn't going to be shit because the concert wasn't no big-ass turnout. He did better just to hang out with us, sit at the pool, get his smoke on, get his drink on, get his dip on in the pool, give us a little, you know, little talk time. Look at my draws, you know, shit like that.
You stupid.
And it's crazy because every time I think about that, I just think about when Trick said something about he was looking at my panties. That is so rude. He really has no manners when he was looking at my draws. Then he said it on camera. Oh, Lord.
Who was taping that?
Nate, I was taping it. Matter of fact, it's crazy because everybody had their camera crews and shit there, but I was the only one that got all the footage.
Yeah.
And my laptop is broke, so that footage is on my laptop. I'm getting ready to get it fixed because I got a new opening graphics for my videos, and I'm going ahead and start doing my Chalk Mommy moment, but I cannot wait to post the video of Trick and Diesel performing Stay on Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Because that fucked me up because I didn't know what to expect.
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, shit, I'm seeing Trick perform. Because I heard so many different things about him. I heard he was mean. first he was like, I don't know. And then to, like, meet him and he knew me because we talked on Twitter and being on speakerphone and stuff and the Lucky Charm joke and stuff. And then watching him perform, especially performing with his brother, that was, like, to me, anytime that you and your family do something together, it touches my heart. Even if you and your brother fuck the same bitch back to back, y'all did it together. That touches my heart.
He's so out of order.
I'm just saying, when family share pussy, that shows that motherfuckers is tight. And you know there's some people out there that do that. Shout out to everybody that recycle pussy and dick in the family. I ain't mad at you, but I don't want to make part to that. I'm just saying. And for all you females out there that's fucking your homegirl daddy or your homeboy daddy, y'all nasty as fuck. Y'all gonna get worms.
Shit, it's a mama's out there every throwing that neck.
Man, look, I would be scared to fuck with anybody my son's age or their friends because they're gonna get their ass beat on sight.
Shit,
they
may
not even look at me too hard.
I had a couple of ex-girlfriends mama said on me.
Did you fuck them?
Nah.
You ain't never fucked nobody mama that you knew?
Not none of the women I was dating.
Have you ever fucked any of your homeboys mama?
Nope.
They auntie?
Hell no, that's against the rules, dog. That's against the rules. You don't do that.
But what if she was just throwing the pussy at you, like, y'all dripping
man,
wet, smelling good?
Not your man's mama. No, nah, hell no. Nah. I fucked one of my girlfriend's mama, so I hit one of my homie's mamas.
You are so loyal. I ain't fucking nobody daddy that I know. I ain't even trying to fuck somebody daddy I don't know. But it's so many, when you think about it, the world is so small. And it, damn near everybody got fucking kids. So when you fucking somebody, you fucking somebody mama or you fucking somebody daddy. Now, one thing I will draw the line, I ain't fucking nobody granddaddy. That would be
shit,
hard to explain. I get that old motherfucker a heart attack and he up in the pussy and the ambulance come.
Man, Grandma Deuce got enough bread, is all.
Oh, yeah, and if she ain't got no teeth, she slide them motherfuckers out and give you
come
some
on with
fucking
the Velveteen rub.
Ooh, man.
Come on with the Velveteen rub.
Ooh. See, you know my birthday is February the 3rd, and somebody needs to do something nice for me for my birthday. I should throw myself a party and then have a nice bed in the middle of the room.
Boss, you know what, Chuck?
You think if I went to Miami and I went to club bed and I did it in the club, you think I'd get kicked out and go to jail?
You never know.
But it's called club bed. That would take care of my fantasy right there. Being in the club, on the bed, music playing.
So there's only one way to find out, Chuck. Go for it.
But who want to meet me in Miami?
I don't know shit. So you got plenty of them.
Yeah, but I need my Detroit dudes nearby because I know y'all will be faithful to get me out of jail because I seen how y'all did Nate. I know y'all would
That's
have my
fine.
Back. I know y'all would have my back. Even though it was my fault, it was his fault, but y'all, man, Diesel stayed behind and made sure they got that nigga out of jail. So I know y'all would make sure I got out of jail.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know, like, and what's crazy is, like, I be having this fantasy when I'm fucking somebody and I be thinking about me wanting to be in, like, a room full of people, and all of a sudden, I be getting wet like a gusher, and then I'll just bust one off, like, oh, my God, because in my mind, I did my fantasy.
So if you go down there, I'm going to send you somebody there.
You know who?
I'm going to send somebody down there for you.
I'm going to make sure they get me out of jail.
Uh-huh.
Or you going to send somebody to help the fantasy come true and you're going to have to get
out of
jail?
Yeah, I'm going to take care of all that.
You know what? You funny as fuck. Don't bring 50 Tyson down there, nigga. No. And you know what? You know who would have been perfect for that? Freaky Zeke. Because when he came on my show, he had a restaurant here. And he was like, oh, hey, the restaurant. Man, do you know how wet I got just thinking about that? What? The restaurant? And it's like everybody's eating their dinner, right? And they're sipping their cocktails and all that shit, right? And then it's like, oh, damn. You know, I start stripping. And then it's like every time I strip, I'm taking a bite of some food, right? Then I take a couple of shots. Then I take a couple more shots. I'm already tipsy. Then it's going down. Ain't nobody eating no more. All eyes on me. And
I don't think you're going to make it that far. They're going to put your ass out on the first night smoking.
People like that. See, that's what... Okay. See, have you ever been to a sex club before? Or have you ever been to a swingers party?
Nope.
Man, people like that. You go to a white restaurant, they ain't finna call the police. They gonna take their clothes off and join you. Then you gonna
How
get
much you
money.
Willing to bet on that?
What?
How much you willing to bet on that?
I don't know. I gotta think about it. Because white people like that. Then when they see the dude got a big dick, they really gonna like it, and they gonna pay you to fuck their wife.
How much are you willing to bet on that?
That I'm going straight to jail. Do not pass go. Do not commit $200.
Yes.
But I like talk game. I think I can talk my way up out of that. Because
how much is it worth to you?
To do that?
No, I mean, how much are you willing to bet that your ass is going to jail, man, some shit like that? If you just do it at random. Now, if you set it up, then that's something different. But just at random, your ass going to jail.
I don't think I would go to jail.
What you think?
I think I might get a warning ticket. I would get a warning ticket. And then, if they see the felony head, they're going to tear that ticket up. Because then they're going to want some. I can get away with it in Miami.
Okay. Maybe.
I think I can get away with it in Miami.
I don't even think you can really get away with it on the beach.
God dang it. What's the name of that motherfucking beach? Hanover. Hanover, I can get away with it because that's the new beach.
Yeah, you might get away with it over there, but just on South Beach?
Oh, I didn't say a beach. I said a restaurant. It's too many. It's even kids out there. I'm going to jail because they're going to look kids going to be like, Then the kids gonna wanna fuck. Yes, I'm going to jail. Because I incited a riot. All of the kids gonna have their little dicks hurt and they're gonna be wanting some pussy. Or they're gonna be wanting to feel something. Because, you know, when you're going through puberty, you got all kinds of feelings and emotions and shit. Well, yeah, you're right. I might go to jail. Well, guess what? It will be worth it as long as motherfuckers is filming it and taking pictures and putting that shit on, on Instagram for me. It will be worth it.
All right.
I wouldn't even be mad. I would accept that. I would most definitely accept that.
You got a jacket in Florida already, don't you?
No, I don't.
Where you spend your time at?
Georgia.
Oh, okay.
And Texas. That's where I did my dirt. I had eight felonies here, but some bitches went away.
You said what?
No, I'm a good girl. I mean, look. If I go to jail for a sex charge, I don't have to be a registered sex offender because I didn't sexually offend anybody, like, in the terms of the law. All I did was got freaky in public and I incited a riot because then everybody else wanted to fuck. And then when I stand in front of the judge, I'm like, Your Honor.
And you have to join the sex offenders list if you get caught pissing.
What?
I said pissing to get you on the sex offenders list.
Well, people think I'm a sex offender anyway. Because I offend people that don't have open minds and will never do the shit that I do. So I'm a sex offender in their eyes anyway. When you suck dick good, you're a sex offender because you're offending bitches that don't suck dick.
Oh, man. Stop it.
I'm just saying. I'm being honest. You know what I'm saying? Most people get offended when you do shit that they can't do, or you do shit and you can get away with it. You know what I'm saying? Fat bitches are offended by skinny bitches because they, you know, they get more attention. But now big bitches are in. Now I'm never going to be offended by a big bitch because a dude might like all that extra
cushion. You said big bitches in.
Who's saying BBWs? Beautiful.
I don't know who the fuck they in with.
Big beautiful women. That's what it is. Big beautiful women.
You can be big and not fat.
No, I'm talking about some 500-pound bitches.
Hey, shut up.
You know when they take their drawers off, the cellulite, everything run together, all the dimples
so
and dips and shit. Yeah, them tight. I wouldn't be offended by that, and, you know. And she getting big, more power to her. I mean, how you a sex offender? You offending motherfuckers that a bitch you want, they wanted to fucking you fucking, they offended. You a sexual offender.
Taking a little bit out of concept.
There's different definitions to everything. It's just all about what the person is doing at that time. You know what I mean?
Right.
I look at it like this. If I had to be a registered sex offender because I fucked in a restaurant and I got my fantasy off, guess what? That's one charge I will wear proudly. I will have a Madea smile on my face when I'm doing my motherfucking mugshot. Yes, I sure would. Yes. Ooh, yes. I probably should be charged for pissing on people, but that's what they want.
Pissing on people in public, though. Because if they didn't want to get peed on, they just get out the way.
law is so fucked up because it's always the miserable people that make the laws. You ever notice that? It's always motherfuckers that ain't getting no pussy. It's always motherfuckers that ain't had their dick sucked in years or bitches that ain't had their pussy ate in years. It's motherfuckers, every time they look down at their dick or their pussy, it's all white down there. I mean, it's like, miserable people are the ones that write the laws. That's why the laws are so fucked up. If I was in politics and I had the authority to write laws and shit like that, we would have some fucking awesome laws.
Like what? It would be okay to have sex in a restaurant?
Fuck yeah. And twice a year, you would have a fucking day off, paid holiday. A fucking paid holiday. That's right. Twice a year. You can get off work. You can take that day off. It would be a national holiday, and you fuck. And you will get paid your 8 hours holiday pay.
Wow.
Yes. It wouldn't be a law. It wouldn't be against the law for oral sex because in a lot of states, oral sex is against the law.
Wow.
Anything that feels good would not be against the law. And have you ever noticed that? Anything that makes you feel good is against the law.
Like what?
Smoking weed.
Slowly but surely,
I don't smoke,
it's become legal.
You know, it makes people feel good. Huh?
Slowly but surely, they're getting rid of that shit.
It depends on where you at. You know what I'm saying? If you get caught sucking the dick, that's against the law.
If you get paid for it.
Even if you're not getting paid for it, you're not supposed to do that. It's called, that's a lewd act. What's lewd about getting your dick sucked? Whether you get it done behind closed doors or in public. What's lewd about getting your pussy ate in the backseat of a car, whether you do it, you know, in your garage or out in the 7-Eleven parking lot? What's lewd about that? You're doing something that you enjoy. That's what's wrong.
I don't think they
would
have a big problem. I don't think there's a big issue with you getting head in your garage in your car, if that's what you want to do. Or even if you got tinted windows where can't nobody see, you ain't got to worry about nothing.
Man, look, I'm an exhibitionist. I'm rolling the windows down. I want you to walk by and see. I want you to look. I want you to pull your camera phone out and take a motherfucking picture and make a video. I want you to call your homeboys or your homegirls like, oh, shit. Yes, I want you to have an oh, shit moment seeing me. That's my fantasy. An oh, shit moment.
An oh, shit moment?
Yes.
I had an oh, shit moment.
When? In Atlanta, when you put them paws?
So what?
In Atlanta when you put them paws on somebody?
I don't know what you're talking about. But, no, I'm saying I was betting a couple calls in Atlanta and I seen somebody getting some killer head in the car.
Mm. And you just be like, oh, shit. Damn,
that's all you
can say.
Just going to work. Keep on moving. I said, you know, I mean, you don't stay and try to examine what's going on with the situation. It's obvious.
Man, some people do. When my kids was teenagers, I picked them up from a skating rink, and when I pulled in the parking lot, somebody next to us was in the car fucking, and my sons then went and looked in the window, like, yo, what's up? And you can tell a dude didn't give a fuck about the chick. He's like, what's up? Y'all see this? Yes. Yes.
That's crazy.
Me and Ashton, we're going to have an oh shit moment because we're going to Sin City in New York and it's a sex club. Hey, Ashton.
What's up?
And Ashton is going to be the camera woman. She's going to film it.
Absolutely.
Ashton, are you, my so you're encouraging, Ashton, you encouraging this sex in the club or sex in the restaurant business? Shock.
I support everything.
Even if I wanted to go to Popeye's and lay on the motherfucking table and fuck, she would support it. Chicken and sex, that's good. And a 40-ounce.
That reminds me of my friend and her lover. He made her eat chicken while he was hitting it from the back. He was like, eat that chicken, eat that chicken. And he made her eat that chicken.
Baby, eat the motherfucking chicken when
you're
hitting it from the back. I'm like, motherfucker, what?
What type of shit is that?
Bitch, suck on that bone. Clean that motherfucking bone.
Yeah, they used to do the freakiest of freaky stuff. Had me sitting back like, what?
Damn. Damn.
Yeah. Chicken.
Chicken? I was scared I'm a choke. Cause like, what if he hit that you know that spot, you know that make you back up spot? Like, woo! Like he like hit the bottom, right? Then you got some in your mouth and you choke, cause that feeling right there does not feel good. That's like one of those funny bone moments, you know how you hit your funny bone with your elbow, but when a nigga hit the bottom, that's like your coochie funny bone. Like that shit don't feel good. Yeah. Damn. Hey, my fucking G-spot, nigga. You can't make me square like that. What the fuck you doing? That shit hurt. What did I ask you about that? Then nigga's like, yeah, I hit the bottom. Motherfucker, no. That's not cute. Yes, I'm angry because that shit has happened before. I was madder than a... Ooh, I was mad. No. But I'm going...
I mean, what are you supposed to do if you can't help but hit the bottom? I mean...
Okay, look, big head. Not everybody has a big head, okay? That shit is not cute. Y'all may always want to do some old fuck shit. Y'all don't got to feel that. Y'all don't got to feel that shit at all. That's why I swear. Sometimes I wish me and the dude could trade places and I become the man and he become the female because I will punish that motherfucker like he has punished me before.
See, now you're trying to have sex with a transsexual. That's not cool talk.
No. I said trade places. Like, we actually, like, trade. Like, wait a minute, hold on.
Yeah.
I said,
that's
would you fuck a transsexual?
Would I?
Yeah, would you fuck a transsexual?
I probably would.
Is it... Now, we were having a discussion not too long ago, but this has been a few months. And the question was, would it be wrong for a dude that's switched over to being a woman was to end up wanting to be with a woman?
Would it be wrong to what?
For a man to have a sex change to be with a woman. To be lesbian, I guess.
That's crazy. Like, why would you go through such great lengths?
I mean, I guess they thought this, they wanted to be a woman, and then once they got it, they were like, yeah, this ain't it. But here's a better question. Once you have a sex change, can you have it changed back?
You know what? They actually tried that because there's plenty of people who are transsexuals who felt like it was a mistake and are trying to change back. But it's not. It's really, You really can't do much. You really can't. Like, what you gonna do? They already snip, split, and suck. You know what I'm saying? What they gonna, like, all of that is gone. All of that is gone. It's not a tattoo. You can't remove it through laser surgery. That's it, you know? Shit is crazy.
I mean, okay, now here's a question for you, Big Head, because we have a close friend, and this happened to his homeboy. What would you do if you was fucking with a bitch, and they used to be a man, and you didn't know? Like, would you question your sexuality, or would you question your judgment from that point on? How would you feel knowing that you have been fucking a man?
Mother one.
Question two. Would you ever tell anybody? What if it was your
murder,
fiance?
Murder one. And I'm going two generations up and two generations down.
But
stop
why?
This shit right now.
But why?
That's trickery. That's just wrong. You don't lie to that's not cool.
But what if it was a bad bitch, like a Beyonce type bitch? You know, one of them bitches you just be like, oh, she bad as fuck.
Did you hear what I said?
You killing two up, two down.
Yeah, murder one. Don't get the cell ready because it's finna go down.
Me personally, if I was a dude, I'd probably feel the same way. Because every time I think about going, when all the times I went down and was licking her pussy, I'm like, yo, I was licking foreskin. Or I was licking. Then you come, you'll be like, oh my God. I just suck dick. I did something, guys. This is wrong. This is wrong. Because, you know, I've seen a sex change operation on that thing called Faces of Death. And when I tell you they use every bit of the penis, I was like, wow. Wow. That was crazy. I would feel some type of way. Because I would just be like, what I thought I was eating really wasn't that, you know? And then your home would be like, yo, where your bitch at? And then you can't even tell them, because first they going to feel your pain, and after they feel your pain, going to come to jokes.
All right, no, my homies, it's going to be jokes on jokes.
He's going to be a nigga bitch lover. They gonna be questioning you like a motherfucker. They gonna be like, yo, nigga, you know you gay, right? Nigga, you know you gay, right? You fucking nigga. I don't give a fuck if she did. How her shit cut off.
But you know what? Now, my personal feelings, you know what I'm saying? I used to be a bouncer or whatnot in clubs, and I've seen motherfuckers that went from being nigga bitches to, you know, that ID changing from male to female. To me, you can tell.
But what about the ones that you can't? Because my friend was like, this bitch looked like Megan Good, like chick type. And he even, his dude, you know how y'all send pictures of the pussy? He said that it looked good. Like, you couldn't tell. Whoever constructed that hoe did a good-ass job. So what do you do in a case like that? Because you done seen a lot of pussies before. I know you have. So what happens when you come across a pussy that is artificially made, but it looks like she was born with it.
I mean, shit, what can you do? Shit, you've been duped. All you can do is murder one. Shit. And that's it. Because it's going to be premeditated at that point.
So it's premeditated. Like, you really thought it out. Like, I don't know. If I was a dude and I was in that situation, I mean, I would have, like, so many feelings going through my mind, right? I would have so many emotions going through my mind, like, when they're telling me. You know how, like, when somebody is telling you some bad news, it's like you there, but you not there. It's like you standing outside your body listening, and you're just like, I can't believe this. I just can't believe this. And then it's like the reality sets in, and you're just like, oh, God, I was fucking a nigga. He was born a nigga. And then what if he had the same name as you and changed it to something else, and then they just, you know, just come out and be like, yes.
You just landed on thick, ain't you?
And they'd be like, and my name was Clarence, too. What the fuck? Like, oh, like, I don't know. If I was dating a dude and that bitch used to be a man, I mean, a woman, I would just be like, I don't know. I would get mad because at the end of the day, I don't really rock like that. But if the motherfucker was good in bed, I might just keep that shit on the low.
I mean, okay, now, here's the question. For a woman who became a man, is it possible to be made be bad in bed and you artificial?
Yeah, because you know why? It's like
that's
you're
dope.
Going from using because you're going from using a strap on to like a real life dick, though.
I mean, it's not necessarily
not
real
same.
Life because I think doesn't it work by like I think. Implant like some sort of pump or some shit.
You know what? That's a good question. I'm surprised Ashton isn't Googling it. Female to male sex change.
I have Googled it.
All at last.
A long time ago.
Why was you Googling that a long time ago? Is there a situation that you want to talk about?
I just wanted to know, like, my favorite part of my body is my clitoris, so if I wanted to change it to a man, how am I going to feel all of that?
And what did you come up with? What was
and
the
then
result?
That's
my,
you know
they
what?
Have prosthetic penises.
See? Uh-huh. I told you.
I'm sorry. Because as many dicks I've had in my life, I know how the motherfuckers are supposed to feel. I know what they're supposed to do.
So
you
do
know,
they ejaculate?
They shriveled up. How? I mean, they don't got no test to whatever that shit is. And what the fuck, they going to shoot hot water?
I don't know.
That's crazy. Because, like,
I don't know. I'm going on the record and say I'm completely against this whole I don't want to be a man anymore, I want to be a woman, and I don't want to be a woman, I want to be a man shit. You are who you are. I don't give a damn what you cut off and what you add on.
Right.
You're still a nigga. You're still a bitch. Either way. So... Mm-hmm. Just accept who you are. I mean, if you want to be gay, be gay. That's your own situation. Be gay over there, bother with it.
That's a good ass question, though. I've never met anybody that has done that. I've never met a female that had a sex change to a man. I've met a man that had a sex change to a woman, but
I mean, but even with that, it's just some shit you're not gonna be able to do. Like, what's the point? I'm pretty sure they're not feeling what you feel when you get your ass beat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because even when you humping a bitch, like, still,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my bad. I'm telling on myself. But, but I don't know. That is crazy because I wonder what are you, like, as the person that had the operation, what are you feeling and what's coming out? Like, because it's like the genetic makeup is like men, that's what y'all do. Y'all shoot. Some shoot more than others. So when you are a man and you have a sex change to a woman, are you able to score?
Damn, Squirt, are you getting wet?
Yes! With cocaine, why jelly? You'll be like, that'll be a clue. Bitch, why
well,
you
see,
ain't never more? Why you ain't never more?
See,
why are we always telling
you
to say why jelly?
You see what I'm saying?
And then that's when they be like, well, see, when I was young,
see, then you
something
gonna
happened
have,
to my glands.
So I'm going to tell you what you just did for me. If I come across it, and she's talking about, grab the KY. It's a wrap.
I mean, KY woman is nice out the gate.
I ain't even trying to hear it.
So if I be like,
maybe during, you know what I'm saying, it might be acceptable.
Okay,
but today,
you
going to
be suspecting a motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? Hell no.
Those are some really good questions, though. Damn. Shout out to all the real niggas
I really
that I've fucked in my life.
I really don't understand. I just don't understand. Like, a man want to be a broad. It just don't set well with me. I don't get it.
Fuck that. Why the fuck would you want to spend all that money to get a pussy? Like, that's crazy.
I've heard,
when you can just...
Okay, no. I've heard one of them trannies ask a nigga if he ever had some $17,000 pussy before, and it fucked my night out. Because the nigga didn't know what she was talking about when he said it, and I'm standing there like, I don't believe I just heard that. And then it put me kind of like at a catch-22, because the real, you know what I'm saying, me being a real nigga, I wanted to tell dude what the game was, and then it was, then the rest of me was like, well, if you tell dude and he ain't with that, he might jump on that, and then you got to protect that. So I'm just going to leave it alone. They can deal with it when they get home. It's not my business.
Damn. Oof. I'm sorry. I am not about to spend any type of astronomical amount of money to alter anything on my body. That includes ass shots, titties, fucking
I think if you're getting ass shots, breast implants, and they get lip implants, getting lip injections and shit, you doing all that, you can't ask for a real nigga no more. You just can't. Because you're not real.
But I feel like it's men's fault that women go out and get these ass shots. because if y'all wouldn't feel hung up on ass, that ass bitches wouldn't feel, they wouldn't feel a complex about wanting to get ass shots.
And Chuck, you can't blame me for your self-esteem. It's self-esteem. Esteem of your motherfucking self, in the words of Cat Williams. How you feel. I don't have nothing to do with how you feel about you.
But
that's
your
own
if a man
problem.
Is constantly
it's
about, that bitch got a fat ass, she got a fat ass.
It's still a
that's
GDP.
Why you contributing to that. You contributing.
I mean, that's just like niggas with small, you know what I'm saying, lengths. I mean, it's you can't be insecure about your shit. I mean, what you got? Ain't like you was just like, hey, God, give me a little one. No, that's just what your hand was dealt.
Okay, so what was you dealt?
You said what?
What was you dealt?
I'm good. That's all I'm saying.
Addison, if you was always around a nigga that always kept talking about, oh, she got a fat ass, a fat ass, fat ass, fat ass, and you had no ass at all, do you think that would be your motivating factor for going out and getting ass shots and, you know, taking shit to enhance your booty? Or even letting a nigga fuck you in your ass, because they say if you get fucked in the ass, your butt get bigger. Would you feel like that was a motivating factor for you to go out and alter your body if that's all you heard your man talk about?
I would be hella upset about my man talking about all the fat asses in the world while I'm busy trying to suck his dick. That's crazy.
You see what I'm
like,
saying?
We are all these big booty bitches that you want, you know what I'm saying? You want attention from big booty bitches and you fucking sitting around with me. You need somebody that's going to appreciate you for you and not have you feeling less of yourself because you don't have the big booty he keeps fantasizing and talking about.
Right. Now, see, me
personally, but that shit will drive, you know what I'm saying, it will drive most people to that point. Like that must be the thing, that must be the necessity if everybody keeps talking about it.
I mean, but if
have
I ain't mistaken,
strong-minded to not go that route.
That's a new thing because, you know, in the early 90s, it was, if you had a big butt, it was something wrong with you.
Yeah.
It was all about being skinny. You know what I'm saying? So
until Sir Mix-a-Lot came out his face.
Pretty much.
I can't allow.
But yeah, you know, back in the 90s, you could not wear those bike shorts with no big ass. It just was not working.
Like me, not me personally, I'm a titty man. I love tits. But they don't have to be gigantic tits. I like properly proportioned women. Like, if you curvy, I'm good. You don't have to have
okay,
no
now,
boobs.
You said if you curvy, then you good.
Yeah, like, to be curvy, you don't have to be exceptionally thick either, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so how do you feel about Pebbles the model?
I don't know who that is. I'm gonna have to Google it.
You see that? All that cement in your ass, people, and people still don't even know who you are. He said, I don't even know who you are. Was it worth it, bitch? Was it worth it? Absolutely not.
And see, there you go. You know, oh, I got another fantasy too. I want some hair from Keke.
From who?
Keke. She's a blowjob beast.
I thought you said Becky.
No, Keke.
That's your fantasy.
Yeah, she called.
I'm sitting here looking at her pictures, and this shit is, like, so crazy. Like, why would you even want an ass like that? Like, that is crazy. And then you look at her in her fucking jail outfit and, like, all that ass for what? Commissary? like, that's sad. And you know, I had on my birth, on my show, on my birthday in 2012, and you know, when people interview her, you couldn't ask her about her ass.
What type of shit is that?
Because it was fake. And I mean, you know it's fake, but you be like, people can't ask. And because so many men was like so into that, and this woman decided she wanted to have a pebble sized ass, and she got injected and all that crazy shit, and she died.
You know what's crazy? I know a chick who's thick like this, and it's her.
Well, this ain't her. This ain't her. God didn't give this to her.
Right. I mean, I don't think she not this big, but she big like that.
And she was good when she was like at a decent size, but then when you took it up times two, it fucked it up.
As I flip through the pictures, it's getting bigger and bigger. So
yeah, you know what's even fucked up is Scotty used to have fantasies about fucking that bitch.
Come on, man.
Scotty just ain't got no man, is he? Like, he used to have fantasies about fucking that hoe. Now he can go ahead and send her some damn commissary. Hey, Mo, how you doing?
What up? Happy New Year, y'all.
Happy New Year. I know,
you're
like, wow, this is crazy.
I just got a comment. I fuck both. I fuck one with a fake ass, and I fuck one with a real ass like that. And the fake ass just felt funny. It's just like fake titties. It just sounds funnier, about it.
Oh, I just going to say you had fucked a woman and found out it was a man. What did you do? Yeah, what was you do in a situation like that, Mo?
I won't put myself in a situation like that, so I can't.
But you don't know. You wouldn't
know.
How do you know?
How would you know?
That's what I was saying. You got to know.
Thank you. You got to know if you fucking with a nigga bitch or not. Stop it.
Chuck, we just figured it out.
Change. Doctors are very good with what the fuck they do.
But we just figured it out. It's not getting wet on its own.
Thank you. You could tell
but,
a man.
But if you're so drunk, you don't care.
A man know what a man is, and these niggas better not be out there fronting like they don't. I don't give a fuck what they look like. You could tell a man from a female.
Bitch can't change her hands and shoulders.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that strong. I'm so particular. If I see a chick with a strong face, I'll be like, yeah, I'm straight. Bitch, jawline too strong.
Better to say you walk with my dear.
Nah, homie, I'm good. Walk right away.
Yeah, I'm good, my dude.
Scotty got Ashton. Scotty on the line. I know he's going to defend his big booty hoe pebble. What's he going to say? Trap you dead ass wrong. Hey, Scotty.
For real.
What up, man?
And you ain't get nothing, Scotty?
For real, Chuck, you just, and then wouldn't put me in the thing. I didn't put one like a motherfucker, too.
What up, though?
Oh, man.
All right, she's late. That's what it is.
Yo, let me know if you have any cheese.
Hey, look, I was rolling through the pigeon, and I swear it seemed like her ass was getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yes, when she first came on the scene, her ass was nice. And then I'm like, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And then
this has got too
she just
big.
Started getting, yes.
Her shit too big. That shit ain't even cute.
Yeah, that's it's ridiculous.
All that semen in her ass. Ain't nobody want that shit. Straight on that.
I mean, it's sad because, like, you did all
what
this.
What she go to jail for?
Because she injected somebody in they ass and she died, so she's facing murder charges.
That's crazy, but I think she could beat that though, cause injection, injection doctor, you know, she could, you know.
Say what?
She wanted the injection. It ain't like she forced the injection on her, so they can't really charge her for murder. She didn't make the drug. She was just
first of all, she wasn't authorized to do all that. And my thing is, if you didn't do nothing wrong, why you go on the run? And, I mean, evidently they had enough to charge her and someone else.
Yeah, but she wanted to
putting cement, like from the hardware store, cement in their butt.
Yeah. Cement in that shit.
I mean, dumb enough to let that happen. You deserve that.
You can't beat that. You, like, Your Honor,
I didn't know that it was semen
that was putting in her ass.
I mean, at the point, your homegirl's telling you, I'm finna hook you up, and the bitch pull out a thing of rubber cement.
She really
you ought to be like, bitch, no.
At what point do you be like, wait a minute?
Hey, bitch, no. Hell no.
But you know what's fucked up? But the fucked up part about it is when I got my tattoo, the big one that I have, the tattoo artist was telling me about it because the girl that died was his friend. So I knew about it before it even broke, and when it finally happened, I'm like, oh, shit. You know how sometimes people just be, like, saying stuff, and you go and you look and you don't see it yet? It was, like, months before she got arrested. He told me this shit, like, in, like, was it May? Because when he came down here, he did my tattoo in May or something like that. And she got arrested last year because she was her and the chick was on the run. And when he was telling me that, because he was like, yo, you had her on your show. I was like, yeah. And it was funny because she was being contradicting, you know, saying, like, she's not a porn star. She's not this, she's not that. But then next thing you know, you're seeing her in the strip clubs. You're seeing her doing all this shit that she was on the show saying that she wasn't doing it. She didn't feel like it was right for women to be explored, and then she was trying to make a difference, this, that, and the third. And it's like, it's just fucked up, like, look, a year later, that's all I can say is, a year later or 2 years later, you start out in
shit,
one place
talks.
It's like, yeah, and the shit that people do for money
is limitless.
Man, fuck that. If my dude don't like my itty-bitty ass.
What did you say, B.H.?
I said, how you feel about all this goddamn snow?
Man, I just came my ass from shoveling that shit, bro. Man, for the fourth time, man. You see that? We got put on Instagram, my truck covered in that shit, man. It's bullshit. I'm ready to move. I'm about to go on there with Chalk for a little while.
My ass not big enough for you, Scotty.
Here we go.
Oh, and speaking of ass, Scotty, why does Roscoe think that it went down in the room with you and Nate?
No, he doesn't have
that's his own theory.
No,
he don't care what nobody say. I can call him on freeway right now. He's going to say, he's going to be like, man.
Nah, he ain't going to happen.
Only reason why he'll believe Scotty ain't do nothing because Scotty was too drunk.
Yeah, I fucked him. I don't go there, I don't know. Try to listen to me snore all fucking night.
That I did. So I told him it was so bad that Sunday morning I got up at 8 o'clock and left. I didn't want to sleep in.
Chuck was out, and they was like, I'm out.
Told y'all a lot of liquor and y'all left that shit there. So disrespectful. So disrespectful.
I didn't know, man. I had no fucking clue. didn't have no clue, man. So what's good, BH, man? You been all right, bro?
Yeah, man. No complaints.
I got a bottle.
He was telling us about his fantasies. What's your fantasy, Scotty?
We not see. No matter what I say, Chuck, you gonna turn around and spin it. So we not gonna.
See, I ain't gonna spin it. What is your fantasy? Because mine is the fucking room full of people. And Big Head said if I do it, he gonna bomb me out of jail. Y'all did it for Big Head, damn it! Y'all
no,
can do
got,
it for
we
me.
Got a bet. We got a
I
bet.
I didn't pretty much do everything I wanted to do, Chuck. I'm serious, man. I really ain't. Ain't really nothing else.
You done did everything you wanted to do.
Pretty much.
Chuck thinks she's going to have sex in the restaurant and not go to jail.
Yeah, you know, Chuck trying to just lock the fuck up.
But I don't think I get locked up like that because white people freaky. If I go to a white restaurant and they see this old black coochie and they see the nigga that I'm fucking with a big dick, they going to want him to fuck their wife. I'm going to get the nigga paid. Shit.
Man, it might start paying you shit.
Ow. White men used to pay my brother to fuck their wife. I'm like, what the fuck? And it's fucked up. You know, I find out when he go to jail because I got his phone and I'm seeing a man and I'm like, what? Oh, God. Why?
And you know what's fucked up? I know you're telling the truth because we got a mutual homie who down south was doing that same shit when he was down south. So I know you're trying to move down there. They be on that shit.
Nigga, yes. Plug me in. I know some people who need that cash right now.
They will pay instantly.
Hell no.
And it's no bullshit,
you.
Dog. It
look
like I
need
to do shit.
Man.
It look like I need a shovel and shit.
Okay, so if a white dude offers y'all money, like racks on racks on racks, to fuck his wife, y'all wouldn't do it.
Depending on what she look like.
She's right. Crazy as hell.
Yes.
There's a lot of factors in that type of shit, though.
I'm not about to hit your big wife, dog. I'm straight to do that. You sitting there for that job, not me.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know. If a woman paid me to fuck her husband, I don't know. Would I do it?
As a woman, you got to figure out why she got to pay you, why she don't want to do it. You know what I'm saying?
See what I'm saying?
You know, a white woman, because, you know, her husband might have a fantasy about being with a black woman because, you know, black pussy is good. The slave master has been hitting it ever since they brought us over.
I hear that.
Hell, Thomas Jefferson had him one, had a baby, everything. Nice for generational shit being passed down. But I'm like,
You gotta ask yourself, right? Ask yourself. When somebody approach you with that, you kinda thinking, well, why won't you hit it? You know what I'm saying?
Because if she's seen my videos, then she already know what it is.
For a dude to be like, I need you to take care of my old lady, he might not be physically able to.
Right. Right.
And she might not be able to. You know, some women lose their sexual drive. They're not turned on anymore. And, you know, it just they're sexually, they've been put out the past.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the case, then, hey.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, I've lost my niche. I only smashed, like 7 times last year.
Chuck, you had something going on last year.
No, I had something going on the year before that. But last year, I mean, it's just like I wasn't really meeting motherfuckers that I was I wanted to talk with.
Yeah, surgery too, didn't you?
That was in 2012.
I thought you had
that was a year ago. So, you know, and then the last motherfucker I fucked with, I ain't gonna lie, they kind of got me traumatized. So I'm like, do I even want to go through the hassle of wanting to get to know a motherfucker and like fucking them and they do some old ratchet shit? I don't know.
Doggy's traumatized and somebody farted on her. Oh boy.
I'm very traumatized. Like I told y'all, a lot of shit that's happening to me. Like a lot of shit experienced a lot of shit. But that right there is enough to make a bitch retire. Like, you know what, I'm good. I don't need more nay parts of that. Like,
That's crazy.
And plus, dudes ain't hard like they used to be no more. Like, you fucking nigga, he just start just being like, oh, baby, what you doing? And just change and become all soft and emotionally attached to you. And you just be like, really? What happened to the hard nigga that I met? Like, before I gave you some. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, they don't make good quality niggas no more. There's too many pussy pops around here. Like, there's no good quality dick around here. There's a shortage of good quality men that you want to make your man. You know what I'm saying?
Now, this is what I don't understand. Because, now, my little cousin just went through some real shit with a chick he was fucking with. And he was being, and the way she was talking to him on the phone, I was like, you was nice to that bitch, wasn't he? He like, how you know? I was like, cause she talking reckless as fuck to you. She calling him all type of hoe ass nigga. You punk. You a lame. All you niggas is just hoe ass niggas. Just talking shit to him. He ain't really that dude to go for that. And I was like, you care about this motherfucker? And he like after you know we hooked up, like I really start caring about it. But this bitch still wanna pee hard. I'm like, man, leave her alone before you fuck my hit her in the mouth. Fuck that.
Some bitches need to get hit in the mouth, though.
Yeah, leave her to fuck alone.
I mean, some people like that. You know, fight and fuck. You fight and you make up.
No, not this chick. It was so bad. I was like, nigga, hang up before I cuss this bitch out. She's just going off on me.
Nah, man. Some women get off from it though.
Yeah.
I can't say that.
Yeah. Some women do. Some women they ain't happy unless you
follow
off of them and shit. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That was petty, Scotty.
What did they bro?
That was petty. Don't want to let you sock a bottle. Some women, that's what put the edge in the relationship for them, is if y'all constantly arguing and tussling and shit. Me personally, I don't fuck with that.
Well, yeah.
I'm with you because you bring me peace.
Right.
No drama out here in the streets.
I was married for 5 years, and that shit was like being in prison was better than being married. Oh, my God. I went to jail when I was married.
My experience with marriage wasn't that bad.
Man, I went to jail. When I was married, I went to jail for 6 months, and I swear to God, I didn't want to come home.
Wow.
I swear to God, I did not want to come home. I wanted to just fuck a nigga up so I could stay in the county. Because I just was like, why gotta go back to this bitch?
Hey, Mac.
No.
Don't share that with nobody else, man. I'm gonna be a real nigga.
My shit was more.
Bro. Nah, I doubt if I don't believe in saying never, but I doubt if I ever legally get married again. But shit, if you want to have a ceremony and a reception and all that weak-ass shit, I'm for it. Come on, let's do it. for all that paperwork and shit, I'm straight.
It ain't for everybody, that's for sure.
Bitch, when I'm done, I'm done.
I am going to meet someone this year, and I am going to settle down with them to the point where I want to take the big plunge.
I got somebody for you, Chop.
What?
Me too. Yeah, I got somebody for you. You got somebody for 2BH?
Yeah.
Total.
Okay, back. Don't worry about it.
That's what we're going to do this year. We're going to do love with Talk Mommy.
Right.
Hey, is Big Dog going to be a contestant?
No, we can't. So we ain't going to throw Gov in the mix. That ain't who I got on the mind.
It better not be the, wait a minute, hold on. Ashton, who was that? Remember when they were at a party? And they had all kinds of niggas on the phone. Oh, my gosh. I can't even think of his name.
Oh, you talking about when I was at a party?
Yes.
I was on the phone that day.
You talking about Monsoon?
Yeah.
I
told me he had to change his name.
Yeah, Monsoon.
Yeah, because he ain't making shit rain.
Oh.
You don't even know that man like that. You don't know what he'll do to you.
What? Y'all don't know me. I only had sex 7 times last year. That means whoever I decide to open up on, their life will never be the same.
It's going to be raining. Monsoon, come down there and get your motherfucking ass together.
Man, that nigga gonna come back and be like, yo, I did some of the freakiest shit I never thought I would do. That chick gave me a golden shower,
you know,
and
I might
it.
Be one of the most. I think he might be one of. He might be the nigga for you.
No, he like to get peed on. I mean, that has to be a factor.
Nah. I don't know about the whole pissing thing. I'll actually know.
Like, he's really going to tell you, so you can sit there and be like, you all nasty motherfucker.
No, bro, pretty honest. He's pretty honest.
Ashton, if you like getting pissed on and I ask you, like, would you really be honest with me and tell me that, or would you lie?
It depends on the type of friends that you have.
I mean, so here we are right now on the air. Do you like being pissed off?
I don't like being pissed off.
You said you don't?
Absolutely not.
Have you ever been pissed off?
No.
Not even in the shower by mistake, no shit like that.
No, there's no safe zone for pissing.
Just pissed on your feet by accident in the shower.
I wish a nigga would.
Wait, no, you just think the water got a little warmer. You
know,
be
okay. Nigga must want to fight me.
I respect it.
Yeah, that's real. That's
no is no.
Right. No is no.
Mm-mm.
Man.
So Ashton, are you into pissing on people?
I've done it.
Okay. Now, I need to get on the phone with somebody who's been pissed on, because I want to know where's the side. What gratification are you getting from somebody pissing on
you? You like that shit.
Well,
you know,
I come from Atlanta next weekend. I will call the nigga and say, I'm going to piss on, and y'all can have to walk out of the
car. Oh, my God.
Damn. Oh, shit.
I'm just saying, because I'll be asking him, like, why you Like, why do you want this on you? What does it do for you? Like, does it, is it like some type of beauty regimen? Like, is it going to make your skin swell?
Fuck that.
Because after I piss on you, you know I ain't ever going to fuck with you again.
I don't want you pissing on me, but I've had instances I've had situations where she squirted in a very strong manner. I think that's a completely different situation.
Yeah,
there.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
as far as just being like, yeah, baby, just pee on me. No, that's gross.
Just lay there and just fuck that.
Let
I just want to know, how do you decide one day you say, you know what, this is what I like. I want somebody to shit.
It ain't that much
shit.
Love in the world, man.
Nah,
just be like, yeah, bitch, just pee on me.
What if you want to?
Like, we be cracking jokes. Like I'm super in love with Megan Good. And I say shit like she can cream in my Wheaties 7 days a week. I don't literally mean that she can cream in my fucking cereal, dog.
I know what you're saying, though, my nigga. I feel you. You know, shit a nigga say, right? But if she go to do it, it's going to be an issue. I feel you.
Yeah, it's going to be a bitch, you bring me a bowl of yolk cream with some cereal, we finna buy. I'm just being honest, man.
All right, King, I'll feel it. Come on. Chuck, you got to get somebody on the show who into that shit.
Oh, I am, and I even.
Are there
I
any listeners
guy.
Now who enjoy being pissed on? Like, call me.
Yeah. Call
give
me.
The number.
The 2 points at 11:30, so they can't call in. Yeah, and then I'm trying to bring Bossy on, but my damn switchboard acting stupid. I think it's my internet. But I even have. I don't know. I don't think y'all was on the show when the white dude called in. And he was saying that his dick was so small, he was in humiliation. And, you know, his wife used to fuck black dudes and make him eat her after
what?
They came in her and stuff.
What?
Wow.
And I have a dude. I have a guy on Facebook that actually wants to come on the show because he's a cockatoad or cockatoot or some shit like that, and he wants to
right.
talk about
what the
it.
Fuck is, what is that?
No,
it's
I know
like
what
when,
that is. That's when a dude watch another dude fuck his wife. Now, I know what that is.
Yeah, and they and you tell them what to do. It's like they have
yeah.
no self-esteem or anything like that. And they like being bossed by their significant other. So it's like you're their slave. Yeah, you're their slave.
I think we really got 12 inches of snow.
Yeah.
Now, if I was on a brother that did some shit like that, I don't know how I would feel. You know, I like my dude to have a backbone.
Like the one video with the two girls in one cup, how did you figure that shit out? How did you figure out? How did this figure out that that's what they was into?
Who said that was sexy, number one?
Yeah.
I think I watched the whole 5 seconds of that clip and was like, yeah, I'm straight. These hoes
that is
nasty.
That shit is horrible. Horrible. Like, how could you? Fuck that. Fuck that.
Oh, you gotta bring Bossy on.
Like, who just gonna who wants to just play in shit? Fuck.
I have my limits. I will piss on somebody, but somebody talking about shitting, that is just nasty.
Charles,
right. How did you
yes.
get the shit? The shit.
Charles, please try
serious.
To bring Bossy on.
Let me have that shit.
That is some stinky shit, and you gonna go in a room and just shit. Oh, and the motherfucker playing it. And shit. Oh man, get the fuck out of here. How do you figure out that's what you like, though?
We're going to get a mean-ass three-way going in a minute because I know they're going to kick us off.
Come here, boy.
Oh, my God.
Come here, man.
Talking dirty after dark.
You got to sit still if you're going to sit up here, dog. Right? Sit still.
Talking dirty after dark. I like
that. I
tried
to let my dog, that nigga looked at me like, I'm straight. I see you in the morning.
I can kick this nigga out of the show, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, I need to bring Bossy on because she is like,
I'm trying to tell you bring Bossy on.
I'm telling you, we might as well get the this way going.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. My connection was reset. Hold on. Let me try another browser.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to hear this one.
Yes.
I got to hear this one. Because I've been trying to click her in, and the damn thing on her mic has been going in circles and circles and circles.
Damn. Tell me, maybe what she got to say ain't for the air.
Oh, yes, it is.
Right. I'll be too real.
You talking about Miss Boss Lady, right?
No. No. We talking about Bossy. She from up top, but she lives down south now.
You're not talking about the... Shit. I'll see you in a minute.
You should talk about the world. It's a tranny.
No.
She's on our BBM. Big Head, you need to get BBM.
I got BBM.
You got BBM?
Yeah.
That shit's a wild one because everybody on that shit, man.
Yeah, I got BBM, Glide, all that shit.
Damn, my shit is going slow. Oh, my God.
That shit crazy. You need my PIN number?
Yes, I need you to text it to me. Shout out to my new phone. I'm Team S4 now.
Yay!
Bossy, you're open. Bossy, your line open. Huh?
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
Who asked the question? Was it a damn train? Who asked that dumbass question? Is it a train? Who asked that question?
That would be Big Head because I didn't know. Scotty sounded a little unsure about it.
Give him a ticket.
No disrespect to you, my baby.
Fact,
I don't know you.
You ain't getting no ticket. You going straight to jail for that shit. Got a little bit excited though, Trini. I'm like, what's that tone?
Hell, wrong.
No, they put me on radio because I was telling them I accidentally got pissed on one time. I was sleeping in the bed. I was on my man's side of the bed. Like, he sleep on the left, I sleep on the right. And I had, you know, your ass be towards your man, you go to sleep. Well, I felt something warm, and I was like, what he doing? But I snapped out, I'd be like, get the fuck, what the fuck you doing, y'all? Is that drunk? You know, pissed on me? But, you know, I may have lasted for a good 5 seconds, but for what I remember, it was actually kind of a warm sensation. Now, do I want to keep doing it? No, but you know,
but see, you didn't. But see, there's the thing. You didn't willingly say, "Hey, babe, I want you to pee on me." That's what we trying to get to. Like, who in the
you're
fuck?
Trying to figure that
just
out.
Sit there and be like, just let me have it.
I mean, you didn't go through the kid like, "Hey, you didn't say, hey, remember that shit you did the other night? Let's do that again." You didn't do that.
Nah, I need to sleep in this bed. I don't want no pissy ass dust mites and all that. But he did. I did. Actually, it did happen to me. It happened. I can admit it. It was warm and soothing. I was in sleep, like, you know, like. Ooh.
So, maybe the real question is, how did he end up wet in the bed that night?
He got up out of bed, pulled his dick out, and started peeing. He thought he was in the fucking bathroom because the bathroom was like out there.
Well,
the half drunk. The bathroom
I can
out
dig
there.
It.
He was fucked up.
He must have been blown as hell.
He had that I have what he's having. He had that nutcracker mixed with I don't know, ooh-wee. He didn't remember doing this shit after I told him about it.
she thought I was lying and shit. Like, no, nigga, feel that wet spot.
Yeah,
she's
like,
me.
That's you.
It was, that's the warmest stuff ever. It's just warm. I know it sounds perverted, but.
Wait a minute, hold on,
this is wrong. It's wrong.
It is, because I kind of got peed on. And, I mean, I'm not trying to throw my ex-husband under the bus or nothing like that. But we were living in California, and we were asleep. Well, I was asleep. And he woke me up, and he was like, I had to change the machine. I was like, what do you mean? And I'm like, what the fuck?
That's the problem.
That nigga pushed in a bed. I was so fucking mad. Like, what in the fuck you have possibly done to piss in the bed? Like, I don't have no understanding about that. And then, because I don't give a fuck about him, I will put him under the bus again one night. You know, like, I mean, I don't know if it's normal for men or whatever, but it's like, I guess he went out to the club, he didn't have a little too much to drink. And sometimes, you know, you might have a little loose shit or whatever. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's up? I was on the edge of the bed, and I woke up the next morning, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, if I was in a shit stain on the side of his bed, like, what the fuck?
On your floor, like in bed, is it shit on the floor?
Right. There's shit on the floor.
When I'm wandering up from y'all and shit, I feel like I'm sleeping to it back.
He didn't wipe his ass good. He didn't wipe his ass good. And, you know, I guess when you sit on the edge of the bed, like, whatever shit you didn't get, it's still there. And now he got to make his nickname was
I think I should pretend I'm drunk and get his ass back.
So you looking for pissy revenge?
I'm pissed off like I pissed off.
Real quick.
And Rossi, you can always come and fart at the same time.
Oh, here we go,
Daddy. You do have to fart sometime when you come. I'll try to hold it in because I know he don't want to be like, dang.
Like, if y'all can hear, like, doggy style or something, y'all ever get the urge to be like, man, this nigga might want to lay me on my back. Like, you might have to shit or something. Do that ever happen to y'all?
I just have all kinds of, like, what if I have this kind of moment or that kind of moment? Because, like, you know, me personally, I seen squirting is pissing, even though I know it's not, because when you squirt and you wet the sheets, that shit drop real quick when you, it don't. You know what I'm saying? And I just be like, what if I piss on this dude? Like, how am I going to live this shit down? Or if the dude is, like, just straight giving you dick, like, he just, like, pounding, like, pow, 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 and you accidentally let one out. Like, how do you get your face back from that? Like, how do you recover from that?
It's his damn fault. Fuck that. That's funny. That's funny.
And then, you know, niggas always want to, like, fucking have your ass up, have your head down in the sheets or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like when they fucking you, they always want to pull your ass sheet support. Like, don't do that.
I don't understand that part. What's the pull the ass sheet support for?
I'm like, if anything extra comes out, bitch, you did it. Because you
this conversation is so inappropriate while I'm eating.
That's just air. That's just air.
Blow shit all over a nigga's stomach and shit.
I mean, it's just like, I don't know. I'm just one of those females that I just feel so uncomfortable about everything. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know. Even though we all have bodily functions and shit like that, I just don't feel like it's appropriate for them to come out at at any time when you're around somebody, even though you've been with a nigga for a long period of time. I'm sorry. If I've been with you and we kicking it and you getting real comfortable around me and you fought, we're done. I'm not fucking with you no more.
You fought? You're out of here.
I'm sorry. If you shit in my house and you fucked up my bathroom, we are done. I don't want to smell that shit. Even though I
didn't. Maybe brought, celebrate some matches.
You probably cooked the shit that made him shit like that.
The shit that went left here, right?
I'm like, you know, nigga.
You better not cook that nigga no collard greens.
Man, look, I just think it's so rude when a dude just be like, man, damn, yo, my stomach hurt. I'm about to go blow up your bathroom. You'll fuck
That's
around and come out the bathroom and I won't be here. I will be gone.
You better cut on some cold water.
Like, I just feel like when dudes are that comfortable, that's just so not cool. I don't know.
That's that old man
weird
shit.
Like that. Yes.
That's that old man.
That's some shit that will get you alone. That will, like, out chalk will not fuck with you. Like, no. I just feel like it's wrong to make somebody have to come in the bathroom behind you after you done did some old foul shit. I know.
Like, be gagging and shit. Like, damn, what the fuck?
Yes. Yo, I am fucking with this funky ass bitch. Like, no.
That ain't fun. That's a stink. That's a stink on you.
You just look at that motherfucker with disgust. Like, yo, you were so fine, but you got some foul shit coming out you. Like, what, that shit don't even mix. Like, you
shouldn't
even be using odors like that. Like, no.
So, Todd, so if Idris Elba take a shit in the bathroom, you kicking his ass out?
Man,
I mean, he was married, so what did
Elba
do?
He had to take
a shit. Right.
When he had to take a shit, like, a lot of times he was in the military, so he was gone a lot. You know what I'm saying? I used to be mad as fuck.
Maybe he'd do a curtsy flush.
I'm like,
he'd do a
curtsy
flush at Talk House.
We always had two
listening.
Bathrooms.
Curtis
we always left. Had two bathrooms. Always had a backup
Curtis.
Plan.
He burned down your curtains.
Man, Curtis flushes ain't gonna help. Like, no. I have to get out of that. That's just as bad as you fucking with a nigga, and when the socks come off, he got black toes. You like what the fuck?
Oh, I hate black
toenails.
I hate black fingernails too.
Oh,
like,
my God.
You smoking, nigga? Why your nails so black? Like, damn, get your manicure or something.
And you already know it's a problem when this motherfucker butt ass naked and got socks on.
Oh,
I hate
men with bunions. Like, what's wrong with your foot? Why is it looking like shallow Hal friend?
I'm so traumatized.
Y'all tripping on the hammer toes.
Get that bunion. Get you a Chevron bunionectomy. If you have good benefits, you can afford a Chevron bunionectomy. Cut that shit off.
Hell yeah.
That is not hot.
Y'all don't understand, man.
Why do men have bunions? Why are you trying to make your feet look little anyway? You should try to get a bigger shoe.
Why are you trying to make your feet look little?
Trying to get the discount Jordans and shit.
Here's a good one for you, Bossy. Why, if you know there's a possibility that you might get some pussy, why do you have on the worst pair of drawers you could ever have on that day?
Why do you even own them shit? The underwear are not that damn expensive. Damn. They ain't got to be polo. Polo and the O is out the O. Pole.
And why you
gotta
even own them
shit? Why even throw those shits away? Maybe he was trying to do you like the 90-day rule with Steve Harvey, so he thought he wasn't gonna give you no dick, so he put the holy drawing.
Man, when I tell you, I've never seen a grown man with drawers that look like that. That's some shit I would expect from a little boy that was like not. You know how, like, when your little boy is getting to the point where he's shitting and he don't wipe his ass good, so you do the laundry.
Oh my God, Doc is obsessed with the shit. So she's in your drawers, man.
So, I'm like,
fold them shit up.
Drawers, I immediately was like, whoa, no. Like, you too cute for this. Like, y'all, like, it's like period draws for men, but it's just like.
Why is your shit so strong that the bleach can't get it out? I mean, why? Why you got dookie draws and you. When Clorox is still out here.
I'm like, you a grown fucking man. Wipe your motherfucking ass. Right.
Wipe your ass. I don't see some ass here.
Man, all hopes of anything is gone when you see that shit. All hopes of a friendship. All hopes of me answering the fucking phone when you call. All hopes of me not cussing your nasty ass out. Like, what the fuck? And I'm just like,
What about long ass underarm hair? I hate that too. Like, what the fuck? That's that shit. Manscaped, nigga, damn.
Using
the whole thing of deodorant under your arm. It's like, damn, don't put your arm on my bed sheet, on my cover, on my pillow and shit. You can't put your neck around him or nothing because his arm's going to be leaving deodorant on your neck and shit. Like, that ain't hot.
Oh my God. And then when he's fucking you, it's like your hair is tickling you, like, stop, like you're so like Elmo and shit. Like,
that tickles.
Y'all are so hot at all, man. Y'all are clowning.
What about stank ass athlete foot? Athletic ass feet.
So
your
oh my
feet
God.
Should not smell like Get Back. Your feet should not smell like that. Change your fucking socks.
Your fucking socks.
And I hate some church socks. Don't wear no church socks around me. Your fucking little black socks that come to your ankles. That shit is not hot either. Some deacon socks. Like he a trustee and shit. The fuck. Them damn church socks be short. They be just a little bit above the ankle. Don't even touch the calf. It is there.
Yeah, you feel
like
you're fucking somebody granddaddy. I'm like,
come on, Papa. How he die on top of me.
You know what?
I hate old sweaty ass man. His sweat dripping on my face. Damn. Get you a towel.
He's running your eyes.
Yeah, like, hold on. Oh, that's it.
I really don't think you can control the sweat.
But get your
right.
That's why they don't have a towel. They have a rag. A rag is the bottom of their forehead.
Lay down. Lay down, man. Because you're not going to sit up here and keep moving.
Oh, the kids, they always want to be up and listen to what they're doing. Damn.
Talking to the dog.
Yeah, that's my dog. Nigga, busy as fuck. Lay your ass down.
He a puppy. Oh, okay.
A bad motherfucker.
You know, white woman, you ever heard that story about the white woman and the peanut butter? Y'all ever heard that story? The white woman with the peanut butter and the pussy and the dog.
And
the
dog,
That's just ridiculous.
That shit's nasty.
So,
fuck that.
Let me ask y'all, ladies, y'all like a bald head man?
A bald head
man?
Yeah,
download that bald head, though.
Wait a minute, hold on. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Yes, as long as his head is not two shades. And what I mean by two shades is where his natural hair was and he had a receding part. So it's like he got a
No,
child.
No, I'm talking about below the waist.
Oh, yeah. And because there's nothing worse than hair getting caught in your throat when you're sucking dick.
Or your teeth.
Or your teeth.
Yes, shades.
That makes you
want to
gag. That make your mouth more wet, though, because you be gagging the hell out of that shit. Like, ugh. Try to drink some water and get that shit to go down. That shit don't work. That's the hardest thing to go down. Hair.
You're fucking crazy.
I mean, spray taco meat. Uh-uh, that's not sexy.
I'm not finna jump down on no hairy bush neither, so
I got my hair starting to get gray. I have to do a little bush garden. Get that down. That ain't sexy. You trying to be sexy with gray hair.
Got a little smoke going on, huh?
Man, there's some guys. That need to be a new invention. Hair dye for the women.
Coochie dye.
Coochie dye.
Yeah.
Dick dye and coochie dye.
Yeah, because I shave ball. I shave my shit. But if I see a man,
I'm just like, oh,
me and Scotty, we have let y'all in on so much shit tonight. So y'all already have the don'ts. You know what I'm saying? Y'all already know what not to do.
No farting.
So there is no excuse.
No bullet holes in your drawers.
We just going to have an issue because if I got to cut one loose, I mean, I'm not about to hold him in.
Yeah, I'm not just about to be out in public.
I'm not just about to just be up just sitting there just farting.
White men in the stalls. I heard some horror stories about white men in the stalls and bathrooms. Like, hey John, how you doing? White people don't give a damn. They fart. They just sit anywhere. They be in the bathroom down there, do a curtsy, but just be back there just grunting and stuff.
Y'all crazy, man.
I just don't like white men, period. The pink penis scares me. It looks like uncooked hamburger meat.
Mm.
I mean, my meat's cooked.
Damn.
I don't know pink penis. It's all pink and shit. That ain't natural.
Oh, my God. I'm so done. I'm really so done.
I learned some shit. Okay.
What you learned, Scotty?
Enough.
Enough what?
Man, y'all crazy than a motherfucker. That's what I learned.
Y'all crazy.
This is nothing new to you. You just learned the levels. You know, we've just taken it up to the next level. That's all.
I was
giving 2014. We have no manners.
No team, no manners.
Yes. This is what we do.
But Ashton, though. Ashton on here still.
Yes.
She
ain't going nowhere. This is too good. This is right up our alley. And if we need some research, she'll come back with the results.
She's Googling something.
Nope, listening and laughing, just like you all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they ain't got no manners.
So,
they feel right,
Ashton. So how do you feel about the pubic hairs?
No, I'd rather it shave because I don't like that sweaty smell.
Uh-huh.
That they smell. I can't deal with that. I'm just as funny about pubic hairs as men are.
Okay. What about farting?
That shit annoys me, but I ain't gonna leave your ass because you know you can't.
I mean, it's only natural.
Wow.
I mean, I'll definitely argue you down about it, but I ain't gonna leave you.
Ashton, open. I'm
they do that because men do that because they're comfortable. They do that because they're comfortable around you and they want, they love you technically. So they do that shit to let you know that they're marking their territory in some sort of a way. They don't do that in front of every woman.
That's some Neanderthal shit, right?
Yeah, it is. It's some caveman shit. Like, if they fall in front of you, you wifey or some shit. That's what I heard. But I don't appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? I think that, if you let one off and you say, you're marking your territory, I'll bitch about it and whatever. You handle your business in the bathroom. But these niggas, they be out here just doing that shit, just letting it rip right in front of you in the middle, whatever.
Okay, so if a nigga farted on you, you wouldn't leave him?
Farted on me, what in the fuck?
And I just cut that shit off. All on you.
Negative. No, we can't have that. No, what are you doing?
I know Miss Bossy ain't, because her nigga pissed on her and she ain't leave. So a little fart ain't nothing.
Come on. You felt that shit coming. You could have turned the other way or something.
Oh my God.
No, she ain't leaving for warm water. She ain't leaving for hot air. You believe that shit?
There it is.
Y'all know what?
I'm looking on Facebook at Matt Ashton. question. You remember the dude I told you that had the potential to be, like, a dude, you know, somebody I could fuck with, right? But then he was just always talking about how broke he was and all this other shit, right?
Yeah.
How is it you have a ticket you got to pay and you been complaining about raising the money for the ticket so you don't go to jail, but you took your ass to a Jay-Z concert?
Maybe he needs a ticket for the radio show.
What?
Maybe he wants tickets on the radio show.
Yeah.
Man, look.
Yeah, paper up now.
See, that nigga was trying to G my girl and she wasn't having it.
He must have raised a lot of money.
Yeah, nigga.
Yes, I mean, he had the potential. We had a nice, long first conversation, and that's the fucked up thing. Men, don't get comfortable at the first conversation, and then the next conversations, you start talking about all your fucking problems, and all of them resolve around money. That will make me not talk to your ass or answer your phone calls, your text messages, your Facebook messages, and your Instagram messages. I understand times is hard, but damn it, let me get to know you first and foremost before you start talking about how fucked up your pockets are and how you want to
lie
alive. And am I gonna pick you up from work? You
so do you want him to lie to you?
Listen, they don't accept that shit from women, so what in the fuck they expect that shit from men?
I'm saying
accept it. They don't expect women to talk like that to them.
I mean, I understand what you're coming from, so do you want him to lie to you or what?
Yeah, lie.
No, I don't want him to lie to me, but my thing is, it's like you can tell when I talk to a lot of niggas, you know what I'm saying? So I already know where it's going to go. So we all have fucked up times in our life, but my thing is, if you're just meeting someone, I don't want to hear about all your fucked up times. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear about you have a job and you work 20 hours a week, but you can't go somewhere else because it's not on the bus line. Or it's like, oh, do you know where I can do this? You know where I can have a party? Don't do all of that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if I'm feeling you and shit is fucked up, if I'm feeling you like that and I got it, I'm going to help you. But don't start looking at shit and listening to shit and then think like, oh, let me give her this sob story and maybe she'll help me pay my ticket. Nigga, don't help you get a ticket.
I hear what you're saying.
I'm talking to you, Big Head, or I'm talking to you, Scotty. We having a good conversation. You're like, oh, yo, Chop bad as fuck. I can fuck with her. I like her conversation. So we have like a 2-hour conversation. So the next day we talk, I started talking about, oh my God, my rent is due. I don't know what I'm going to do. And then the next thing you know, oh, my cell phone due. Oh, it might cut off when we talk, and I'm going to try to find a way to talk to you.
Hold on.
Oh, I need some gas. I got, you know, because then all of a sudden you're going to be like, yo, this bitch keep dropping solid hits. Like, what the fuck?
I'm with you.
I'm with you.
Not too long ago, because it seemed like every time I call, bitch.
And
then
instead of her fucking paying for the ticket, she got a Jay-Z concert ticket. Fuck out of here. I done scalped some bitches.
Now, this broad, let me tell y'all about this chick, man. First met her, everything was cool. We hung out a couple times. I went by. I bought something to eat, you know what I'm saying? You know, traditional shit. Then I noticed every time I'm on my way over, well, can you stop by the store and grab me something to drink? Can you stop by the store and grab me a pack of cigarettes? Then it went from me being on my way over there, she calling. She was calling me out the blue, like, I'm hungry. Like, the fuck?
Like, I'm big head.
Like, I'm not hungry, so what's up? You know, like, I'm a nice person. And I'll look out, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we hanging out and I'm hungry and you with me, you eating too. You know what I'm saying? If you're hungry. But all that calling me, like, stop what you're doing to come bring me something. You know my woman. So
I have to some Popeyes.
Or, bitch, you're not pregnant with my child. What the fuck?
Yeah, you know,
I want some cold song. I want
Big
some,
Head ain't got no kids.
I take for some ice cream.
I guess she felt like right. Big Head got big pockets.
Big ball or big boss?
I've been hungry to this day.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's cool to an extent.
I want some head.
But how many times have you know what I'm saying? It got to a point where I'm like, well, damn, bitch, you ain't gonna, I'm hungry. You gonna cook?
My bad, y'all.
Yeah, you know what
See,
I'm saying?
A dude don't ever got to worry about that, because that's one thing. If I'm fucking with you, not even sexually, if we cool, we friends, blah, 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 let's put it like this. Let's just say, like, when y'all was in Fayetteville, right, and if y'all was like, yo, Chop, we riding, right. We driving through North Carolina, I mean Greensboro, like, yo, stop, I'm going to go get some food. I'm a cook, blah, 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 because I like cooking. You cook for your people, this, that, and the third, because then it's like when you start doing shit like cooking, because that takes time. You got to prepare the food and fix it, and then you serve it. That lets the dude know, like, yo, she really fuck with me, because instead of her asking me to take her out to eat, she really took the time out of her busy day to cook for me and make sure I had a home-cooked meal. How could a nigga not fuck with a bitch like that versus a hungry bitch that's always calling you, oh, what you eating today?
And they don't want the $1 menu. They don't want McDonald's. They want Applebee's.
I'm talking about, like, out of all the times this bitch calling and asking me, so she ain't never not once asked for no groceries.
Right?
Now, see, a dude will bring you some groceries before he will bring you Applebee's. Outback will take you to Red Lobster, because
I want to know what
I'm asking.
What's she want to
get breakfast in the morning. Yeah, I'm going to get breakfast in the morning. This bitch going to cook. We got leftovers. I got a plate to take to work in the morning.
I want to know what she was ordering. That shit funny as hell. I'm sorry. It's funny.
You talking about for me?
Yeah, what she was ordering.
Oh, bitch wasn't getting no Red Lobster and all that shit. She was getting McDonald's and Burger King.
Damn. My own Happy Meal money. Damn.
Yeah, she got me fucked up.
You may want to reevaluate her job situation.
No, I mean, the shit she was asking for was petty. You know what I'm saying? So she had me tricked for a minute, because I was like, yeah, it ain't nothing. I can stop and get you something. You know what I'm saying? I can stop and get you a salad from McDonald's. Yeah, I can stop and get you something to drink. Or you know what I'm saying? Like $5 here, $6 there. $10, you know what I'm saying? That type of shit. I don't give a damn if I took you out to eat to an exclusive restaurant. That's let it be my choice. Don't call and ask me for shit.
Yeah,
if we like that, you know
hell.
What I'm saying?
That's rude as hell.
He said, "Don't call and ask me for shit."
She putting in orders and shit. Like, on your way here, can you pick up some?
I mean,
all you gotta do is pull up to the curb and just pick it up. And then would be the fucked up part is she could, like, okay, she'd be like, babe, I called in an order. Can you stop and pick it up? And you thinking like, oh, we're going to have a nice night in this, that, and the You pick up the food, and when you get to your motherfucking crib, ain't shit for you.
Bitch outside waiting for it.
You got her.